This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For the long haul, the long game, if you will, on the DJV show, I'm Doug Steffen, and I'm happy to have here for the smartest career move she ever made, Jennifer Horn, join this program. Pretty good. Let's hear it for her. Hip, hip, hooray! Victoria Keelan, likewise. Smartest thing she ever did was say yes to me. That didn't sound right, but anyway.
No, it doesn't.
All right, so, ladies, you have trending stories. Jen, you want to start? Maybe not.
I'll start.
Okay, well, there you go.
So Audi is in the news this morning, facing a potential emissions scandal. German officials are now looking into it. They suspect the company is installing illegal emission software in some of their six-cylinder diesel engines. And the Transportation Ministry of Germany said the investigation affects 60,000 of the company's A6 and A7 models. And, of course, this is starting out in Germany, and now they're going to move over and start investigating in the U.S. as well. We heard of, if this sounds familiar, it's because Audi's sister brand, Volkswagen, in 2015, they were also caught doing a similar thing. It's having the software basically cheat the system. I think, didn't you say, Doug, that your daughter had one of these models that was affected by that?
She has a Volkswagen and has the same engine. They're the same engine. They're the same company. Volkswagen owns Audi, and they put the same engines in the Audis as they do. As a matter of fact, the Audi, until you get to an A6, is the same car. The A4, mm-hmm. It's all the same undercarriage, same chassis, same powertrain. It's the same car, with a little different skin on it. And so there's no surprise here. I think they're just behind the eight ball, behind the curve. There are a lot of other companies that don't belong to Volkswagen doing the same thing, and
well,
they sort
Ford.
Of quietly made good on fixing it. But the reason, what we get away from here in the discussion,
Victoria, seems to all be diesel affected too, which is interesting. I guess they can't get the diesel engines to pass the emissions
test.
But
they can't because they can't. The diesel engine, by its very nature, it's not dirty. It gets 45 miles to a gallon. It is much more efficient, and therefore, when you look at the weeds, it is, in the long haul, more efficient and cleaner because you use much less fuel. Is it a little dirtier? Yeah, because the petroleum that's used, diesel fuel, is less refined. I mean, if you really think this thing through and you understand how it all works, some people care, some people don't, but I will give you the benefit of a little information that perhaps could sway you here and you wouldn't think so badly, although the guy that ran Volkswagen Audi is going to jail for 3 years because of the way he handled this situation. They don't mess around well with corporate intrigue in Germany. Anyway, so the point is that diesel fuel is less refined, therefore it has more pollutants in it by its nature. The thicker the fuel, the thicker the liquid, the more stuff there is in it. The more refined it is, they've gotten out the impurities. Thus, gasoline is more pure, burns cleaner than diesel. But if you get more mileage to it, the average gasoline-powered car is about 31 miles to a gallon, and you get at least 10 miles more per gallon for a diesel-powered car, same size. So it's kind of a red herring. And the diesel engine, depending on what you're driving, has much more torque. Would I buy a regular Ford F-150 with a diesel engine? No, because you don't need it. And diesel fuel has become more expensive only because these bums in the oil industry realize that the diesel has become more popular, so they artificially hiked up the price of not only diesel fuel, which is the same as jet fuel, which is the same as heating oil. It all goes up because they say, well, there's more demand because there are more diesel cars. It costs them 20% less to refine. Again, hold in mind what I said a few minutes ago. It's less refined It costs 20% less to refine the diesel fuel, yet it costs 20% more at the pump. You tell me you're not getting screwed by the oil companies. It's just, oh, man, these guys have got such a handle on the system. But in the meantime, I think Audi, frankly, is quite a good car. I think Volkswagen is a good car. I drove my daughter's. I haven't driven Volkswagen since I was in college.
My mom had terrible car. Luck with her Volkswagen. She's had My mom's had to have her Volkswagen, and it's new-ish, towed like six times.
Really?
What's the matter with it? She was trying to fight for the lemon law, but you have to get a huge amount of lawyers in. There's just something wrong with it.
That's really strange.
Yeah,
Brendan just said, take it. Brendan had one, and it was one of the diesels, and they said, what do you want to do? He said, I want a gas-powered car. You take this one, I'll take a gas-powered car, and that's what they did. Nothing changed. His payment was the same, and he actually got a bigger car. He got a station wagon just like Megan's. So, what model is she driving?
She has the A6.
An Audi. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said...
Oh, I'm sorry, not an A6. What did I say? Volkswagen? No, not an A6. A Passat. I'm sorry, you said A6, and that was in my head.
A Passat.
No, she has a Passat, yeah.
Mm, yeah. I don't know. I'm not here to defend them. I was more talking about how the diesel worked versus gasoline. I don't know much about the Passat. Megan has a Golf. Golf? What do they call it? Golf.
My mom's had Volkswagens for the last 10, 15 years, and she hasn't had a problem until this current round. And, boy...
They are the biggest car manufacturers in the world. They make and sell more cars than anybody else. So that's got to tell you something, whether people are happy or unhappy or whatever. But this isn't going to help them on their home turf anyway. I think they now have a plant, Victoria, in America building Audis, if I'm not mistaken.
Volkswagens, really? And
Audis. I think they do. I don't know where it is, but I think they do. Most of the European manufacturers are now building their cars here. They have plants here, as are the Asian manufacturers. Pretty much all of them have at least one plant in this country to make the very basic models that are the most popular. So that takes care of. I just think it's interesting how people decide to buy the cars that they have. Do you ever notice it? I remember somebody saying to me once when I was a youngster that the way you drive really pretty much tells people how you are, what kind of a person you are.
And the way you drive?
Yeah.
If you're an aggressive driver?
Yeah. And the kind of car you buy tells people a lot about you as well. So, Jennifer, you drive a Lexus. What does that say about you?
I don't know. You would tell me. What does it say about me?
Have you always?
Well, here's a better question though. Have you always driven a Lexus? Like, are you loyal to a brand? I was a BMW driver. So my car history was Nissan. And I've always purchased my own cars. So starting out, Nissan Maxima, Nissan Pathfinder, Dodge Durango, then a BMW 3 Series, a BMW 5 Series, the BMW 5 Series, a Lexus GS350.
You've got a car or an SUV?
You've got an SUV now, right? I have the SUV.
Yeah.
RS350.
All right. So what does that tell us?
I've had a lot of cars. I'm old.
You've had a lot of cars.
I'm a leaser. dozens and dozens of cars. I love cars. What does it say? All right. So what does that say about Jennifer? What do we learn from her driving that little car?
I think probably like most people who have a long commute or spend a lot of time in their cars, I think it says that Jen doesn't suffer with luxury, that she definitely wants something that's comfortable and does what she needs it to do.
I think she's...
If you're in your car a lot, that makes sense.
It's safe, and it's moderately practical, and it says that I know who I am. That's what those brands say to me.
I just like having the fact that, you know, for me, a lease is about not having to handle the maintenance and having them handle it for me.
Yeah. But you buy the same sort of car, though.
Yeah, it's a convenience factor. And for me, the Lexus, I think, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually liked it better than my BMWs, and I really loved the way that my BMWs drove. Mm-hmm. But
all right, what about you, Victoria? What are you driving, and what's your history?
Well, I'm really boring. My history is I've had 3 Jeep Wranglers, and now when Lewis and I, before we got married, we bought a Chevy SUV together. and that's it. But I've always been loyal to all Jeeps. That's literally.
I can see you driving a Jeep Wrangler. I really
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's the tomboy in me. It's the beach girl in me. It's you know, I've never had to really commute. I live in New York City, so I don't have to drive. So, but if I was out in California and I was on a freeway, there's no way I would deal with my Jeep Wrangler stick shift. That's the other thing. This is the first automatic car I've ever had.
Yeah.
I always wanted a stick shift.
I taught my children how to drive.
I think it just means I'm a tomboy.
Well, there's a certain amount of independence. There's I want to say stronger women, but the people that I know who drive Jeep Wranglers are strong women. They like it. It does say something, and they're an interesting car, vehicle, whatever you want to call them. I like them.
No frills.
No, right. But I like the fact that you can. I kind of miss my trucks. Have standard shifts in them because I find that's more to my liking. Hard to find them, though. More and more difficult to find stuff like that around. The kids, both my kids have, both their cars are, they call them gearboxes. They like to have, because that's what they grew up driving. And they are more economical. All right, so Kara, you're driving what? Wheelbarrow.
Yes, that's how I get to work every day. I sit in a wheelbarrow and someone pushes me.
She really has a front end stone.
Yeah, I just go down a hill and hope for the best that I get to the right place. But no, I have I've only owned one car, which is the Ford Fiesta, and that shows that I am cheap. And looking for something that has good fuel efficiency and is small so I can park it wherever easily. It doesn't hold a lot of stuff, but it's very convenient, and I can get a lot of places in it. And the only other car I drove before that was a car that was like 10, 15 years old from my grandparents that my parents owned. So
was it a big boat? Because grandparents always
It was Lumina, which
an Oldsmobile 98.
Chevy Lumina, which was pretty big.
Nothing compared to the. I'm dating myself, but the Oldsmobile 98. The Buick Electra. I had those when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. My parents used to compare it to the, what was it? I don't think it was the Grand Marquis. I don't know. It was something that my grandparents used to own that was gigantic. I never got to drive around in that one, which is probably for the best. But
Yeah. Try parallel parking.
Oh, yeah.
Fun stuff. All right, 18 past the hour. What kind of a car do you drive? What does it say about you? Think about that as you're nosing around. Just exercise in thinking. Most of the things that I talk with the ladies about are meant at getting you to think, well, why do I drive this car? Or what's my history with cars? And it's usually pretty fascinating, actually, any of these things. I want you to know what Karen Anderson of Muskegee, Oklahoma, said. Actually, I'm looking at some notes from a number of people. Teresa Trimmer of West Point, West Virginia. Melody Lofton of Houston, Texas. Belinda Bishop of Athens, Alabama. All have received smiles and flowers already this year from the best group I know. That's why I'm recommending them. Book. The Books. Book, 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 book. We could do it. Sounds like going to a football game, right? Book, 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 book. Like it was a player. Book, book, bouquets.
Sounds just like someone who goes to lots of football games.
I know.
Really? Excuse me. Books. Books. It could be like Halloween. Book. Books, boo, you know, boo, books. All right, however you remember.
We should probably say something about the books and not just the name of them.
Right, exactly. I would like to have you know that this is a fabulous opportunity for you to take very good care of your mother. As Mother's Day works into your calendar very quickly, don't buy the online flowers. Go and you'll pitch them. You will be. We all have had them. We've all been there and done that. The bouquets that come from books are very special, very unique, very well done. This is a company that wants to have your business, and they deserve it. And once you try them and see how good they are, you'll be going back and back and back. So start your Mother's Day with a wonderful, and this is the only thing you should do for your mom, but it's a good way to get the day started, especially if you're not around. Books, farms all over the place, and flowers coming from the farmer direct to you. Direct farmer to you. Books, cut out the middlemen. Books prices are amazing. Books flowers are more amazing. So get them now by going to Books, BOUQS.com, Books.com. Use the code Doug, 15% off. When you do that, 15% off, enter Doug when you buy your Books. Books flowers, BOUQS.com. We'll be right back.
seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's 23 past the hour now on the DJ V Show. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Doug with a focus on the old Charlie Rose show that used to be on PBS. This was the theme for it. A little eccentric, but he was a little over the top as well. And so they've replaced him on PBS with somebody else who's over the top and eccentric and pretty annoying, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, Christiane Amanpour is going to officially replace him. The move was made official at the annual meeting of PBS. It was held this week. Has been in the place. Well, she's been on. As soon as he went away, she went on with her international CNN international program, and now it'll be an official 11 o'clock 1 hour show. And she says, "I'm delighted to expand my role from interim to permanent, along with this remarkable diversity of voices and views. Never has the time for exploring our world and America's place in it been so urgent." What a bunch of baloney!
I agree with that.
What is there that we haven't already contributed or isn't already visible? It's the same old bunch of talking heads, Victoria. That's what bothers. It's the same people
right.
who make the same circuit, the same drivel that comes out of her. And I've always thought, I met her at an event once, and it was all about her. Everything that came out of her mouth reminds me of the new mayor of Framingham. Everything is about her. Everything relates back to her. It's just, I don't know, it's bothersome.
Well, I think that PBS is smart to put a woman, and I know you don't like her, but she is very well respected by a lot of women, especially.
No, she's well respected by the news media people who she falls into that same category of the same point of view. Her point of view reeks from her. Instead of her being a good journalist, which I think she has, she's very smart, she has the ability to be an excellent, one of the world's best journalists. She has that ability because
she's
she
done that numerous times.
Yes, she has, but she lets herself get in the way of it. Her story becomes part of the story, which isn't the way you do the news. The news is the story, not my story as part of the news. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. So if she's standing in front of a tank in Baghdad, I get that. The story is about the story,
the
not about
in
her.
Baghdad. Right.
I get that. But this is a different type of show where she has a lot of female fans and a lot of people respect her. She was one of the first females in my lifetime that was actually hanging there with all the guys.
Yeah.
And she's really been a trailblazer, and a lot of women look up to that and respect that. So this is more of an
tough places.
Yeah, and this is more of an opinion type show. It's not a hard news sitting at an anchor desk. It's a different type of thing. So women want to hear what she has to say.
So you're one or the other. You're not both. Maybe that's a better way of me putting it more succinctly. You either are a reporter and a news person, or you are about corralling people and their ideas.
I agree with you. I think that's how it should be. That's not how it is, though.
It is not. And maybe that's my problem with her. Not that she's a lady. She's very accomplished. Has nothing to do with any of that. I want equality everywhere. And she has passed the test, stood the test of time in terms of her experiences. But it's too much about her and not enough about the story. Maybe does that make it better?
I know you say that. I just think that her role and a lot of people's roles have just morphed into something more.
Maybe.
And, you know, and I think that's a generational thing. I've grown up with that type of quote-unquote journalism.
That's
why I said quote-unquote. So it's just that doesn't bother me. And if she shares an opinion, then I'm fine with that because, like, I've grown up in a world of opinions. So and then you base your own opinion based on the information you're given.
That's what's bastardized the news. And made it impossible.
Well, I just think the news is irrelevant. I don't even think about the news anymore because it's
so
irrelevant.
So then it's just a personality show. It's just a conversational personality show, kind of like this show. Speaking,
I think it's a tough wire to cross for journalists, though. From that role of being a journalist, like she was, to now giving opinion. We'll see how she does. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good thing. We will see how she does.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Your favorite place to be with the ladies of the day and me. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to spend some time with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. I promise you it'll be worth your while. The positive word of the day today is charity. We all give to charities. We all think of helping other people. The best charity is the one that may be in front of you today that you look at and you think, okay, that's worthwhile. With the GoFundMes and all the other ways that you can help people, it's just a nice thing. There's a great feeling that goes with helping other people. Do it with a good, clear conscience, if you will. Victoria, what's the latest with this AG, this criminal probe been opened up on the Manhattan DA, this guy who I saw attached to him Hashtag him too.
Yeah, there
I've
are
not
a lot
seen
of,
that used before. Is that
yeah? A lot of opinion pieces are written using that hashtag him too. The people who women who have been either involved with him or they're using it as a sort of vehicle to talk about other men that they are calling out now. So it's just it's one of those. This is just it's another disgusting hypocrisy filled story. He went after Harvey Weinstein. He used it as this big platform. I'm standing for women. I'm a women's advocate and all this other crap. And he was behind the scenes was just a total creep and threatened to kill women that he was involved with, threatened to tap their phones if they broke up with him. He apparently they accuse him of being physically violent with them and choking them. It's just it's who do you trust anymore? It's just a terrible story.
Some woman so hard, allegedly she was bleeding from her ears and yeah. was with I guess it was a turn-on for him. It would always be after sex, and he apparently, with this Sri Lankan woman he was with, he called her his brown slave.
What is the matter?
And it's always these creepy guys with, you know, behind the closed doors, just like the Harvey Weinstein. Maybe it was one of those takes one to know one. Maybe that's why Eric Schneiderman went after Weinstein so much. Because behind closed doors, they're total creeps.
It's always the ones that are raising and waving their flag the highest. And that happens on both sides of the aisles, Democrats and Republicans. Yeah. It's always the Republican who is always coming out against gay marriage that has the boyfriend on the side or the Democrat who's going after Harvey Weinstein. That's, you know,
it's true.
So how do you find somebody who's good, wholesome? The way these stories turn out, you think all men are pigs, and that's not the case. But I was looking at something about traits in dating. You have a wish list. Jennifer now has someone she's committed to. Victoria does. Kara's looking. I'm looking. And so you've got this whole your future ahead of you, and then you wonder what it is that the individual person is looking for. I look at these things. I want somebody with a good sense of humor. Well, who doesn't? Somebody who's got a great job and lots of money. Well, who doesn't want that? Somebody who's good with children. And, you know, so there was a survey done of a couple of thousand singles by Plenty of Fish, which is a dating app. And the ratings for those people that were, you know, they had suggested types, etc., and higher than physical attraction. The survey found that most people who are single consider meaningful conversation as the most important factor when they're looking for a healthy relationship, which I kind of find refreshing.
It is refreshing, isn't it?
It is. The bulk of people surveyed not only are looking for someone they click with, but they want their potential partner to know how to communicate well, which is a very big problem for millennials. There just isn't the number of people who are able to communicate by using their brain and their mouth versus what happens with tweeting and all of the stuff with the back and forth texting. It really is pretty amazing that some of these kids have the ability to express themselves at all.
I think that that's a thing that people want you to think. I don't think that's actually true. I mean, how many millennials do you know? Of all the millennials that I know, most of them are able to communicate pretty well. They use social media, and I'm sure there are some out there who are dum-dums, just like there are dum-dums in every generation who can't communicate. But I don't know. I think that communication and meaningful conversation is something that everyone wants. It's not just like something that older people
have
always practiced for.
Is it something that's practiced?
Do you practice?
Do I practice?
Yeah, do you practice that?
Yes, I do, in fact. Thank you.
Well, I think it's this. I think Kara's 100% right. I think where millennials get labeled as non-communicative, it's more along the lines of, like, I don't want to talk to someone in a bank. I want to go to the ATM. I don't like people calling me on the phone, text me. Those are different things than when I'm out in a social setting, whether I'm out on a date with my husband or I'm out with
girlfriends.
Well,
maybe I don't follow dating. I know what I look at in terms of the general age. You may be right there. I was looking at something. We had a lady on the, we have, as you know, I do a number of different programs, and there's a thing that I do called Your Hidden Power, which is at yourhiddenpowershow.com podcast every week that we put up there. And one of the conversations we had recently was with a woman who is not a traditional matchmaker, but you remember, Kara, the conversation we had with a love guru. and what she, who she works with and how she works. She uses different techniques. And I think the result of this, or the reason that she's successful, is because people are kind of fed up with the way communication is handled by people of all ages who are, who looks at a picture on a flat screen and thinks, okay, that's good. Who do you, how do you do that? And yet, how do you meet people? You go to the bar, you do work. It's there's a book called The Man's No-Nonsense Guide to Women, How to Succeed in Romance on Planet Earth. And it features myths about women. And
that sounds like a very Venus and Mars kind of thing.
Yeah.
One of those books.
Yeah, I think
the thing is that now it's a numbers game. If you date online, you are really judging people by what they look like and if they can craft a sentence appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you have to go out with a lot of people. And then you eventually, hopefully, if you're lucky enough, you'll find someone that you sit down with and you go, oh, well, maybe I don't need to look anymore. But yeah. When you are using online, it is totally a numbers game. It makes it easier to meet people so you can go out with more people, which makes you able to find what you're looking for maybe a little quicker.
Mm. Well, it's a pretty interesting situation in reality.
Or not. I used to online date, and it's very frustrating.
Fun. Well, it's fun to see what's out there. I think that's part of the fun. In a moment, we're going to get serious. There are a lot of women who have been through what my daughter went through and are looking for ways to use IV, I guess, as much as anything else. What fertility struggles you may be having and how we can help you, up next here on the DJV Show.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. According to a recent survey by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, half of homeowners who are planning for home improvements this year believe a new kitchen would most improve the value of their home when compared to a new bathroom, floors, or roofing. Ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs and home renovation expert JoJo Fletcher shares her tips on what homeowners should consider when renovating their kitchen.
There are so many options when it comes to renovating your kitchen. If you're putting in new countertops, I recommend Quartz. It comes in a variety of beautiful finishes, it's very durable, and has a fresh, modern look. Like any other decision you make, explore all of your options when it comes to financing. If you're looking to borrow money and have good credit, a no-fee, fixed-interest-rate home improvement loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs is a great option. Applying is easy, and you can see your loan offers in as little as 5 minutes.
For more information on home improvement loans, visit Marcus.com. That's MARCUS.com.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV Show. Joining us in conversation is Dr. Eve Feinberg, board certified in both obstetrics and gynecology and reproductive endocrinology and fertility. You all say that 100 times and see what you come up with. She's actually the medical director of the Northwestern Fertility and Reproductive Medicine School, assistant professor at Northwestern University. If I keep giving your credits, Dr. Feinberg, not many time for us to talk about the struggles that women are having with this. I guess a good place to start is the commonality here. Infertility, how often do you run up against it in treating women, and what causes it?
So, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. Infertility is really common. 1 in 8 couples over the course of their lifetime will have difficulty getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
We define infertility as the inability to conceive or sustain a pregnancy, after a year of consistently trying in couples that are under 35, and for women over 35, 6 months.
All right, so my daughter went through this. She became pregnant at 40 after trying a good long time, and it's not important for me to tell you what the problem was, but they worked on it and went through the process a couple of times and now have a marvelous, absolutely beautiful 3.5-year-old boy. But it wasn't easy, and I never really paid much attention to it before until I got brought in for several obvious reasons, and
right,
then learning
right
about it. It just is really fascinating what you can do.
Yeah, the treatments are amazing, and I think kudos to your daughter's fertility specialist for helping her to achieve pregnancy at 40. Age is actually one of the most common things that we're up against. When we think about reasons for infertility, there can be reasons on the female side and reasons on the male side. And on the female side, age is one of the biggest challenges. And I think people really underappreciate the impact that age can have on our ability to get pregnant.
But there are also problems, women who have unprotected sexual intercourse and things that sometimes lead to real reproductive problems. How do you fix that?
Well, so with regard to unprotected intercourse, that can lead to sexually transmitted infections, and specifically chlamydia. So other sort of part of this is, if you're not in a committed monogamous relationship, use protection. Mm-hmm. But chlamydia can block the fallopian tubes. And when the fallopian tubes are blocked, then the only way to really achieve a pregnancy is with the use of in vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
I think what most people don't often appreciate is that fertilization, the sperm and the egg, get together in the fallopian tube. And so you have to have a functioning fallopian tube in order to get pregnant naturally. Once those tubes are damaged, there's no surgery, there's no pill, there's no medicine that can fix them. And so what IVF or in vitro fertilization does is you take the sperm and you take the egg and you fertilize them in a laboratory. And then that embryo is grown outside of the body for anywhere from 3 to 5 days
mm-hmm.
before it's then placed back into a woman's uterus.
That's what Megan did, and that's how it worked. So are there other things, other treatment options beside that are available, Dr. Feinberg?
There are. So I think it depends a lot on what the cause of infertility is. A quick breakdown, if it's a problem with the ovary, sometimes women don't ovulate regularly. There are oral medications that can be taken. There are also some lifestyle changes. So if you're too thin, sometimes we'll tell women to gain weight. If you're overweight, sometimes we'll have women lose weight, and that can often improve the way that the ovary functions.
Mm.
Other problems like uterine malformations, fibroids, endometrial polyps, those things can be addressed with various reproductive surgeries.
You know, I'm pretty silly. There are three women who are co-hosts here. I should let them have a quick, if they have questions of you, I should have them asking some of them. Questions?
My question is on the male side. My entire generation of guys have had cell phones in their pockets for 20 years now. So, since high school. So, what happens if it's on the male side that's the problem?
So it depends on, again, what the cause is. We do think that cell phones can decrease sperm count. So guys, take those phones out of your pocket, put them on the desk. Things like intrauterine insemination, where you take the sperm and you place the sperm inside the uterus, can be effective if the sperm counts are mildly impacted. But if the sperm counts are severely impacted, then also in vitro fertilization, because you only need, for every egg that you take out, you just need one sperm, whereas naturally you need hundreds of thousands of sperm to achieve conception.
All right, so let's get some more information here. If you would like to get fulfilling information, go to nm.org, nm.org. I think you'll find that the information there is very, very helpful for women of all ages. Dr. Feinberg, thank you for being here. E. Feinberg with us at 10 before the hour.
Pop. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, time for our wonderful weekly visit with Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend. He does the pet show every weekend around the country on great radio stations. He talks about pet behavior. He talks about the human problems, which are always more of a problem. And, what do I do about my dog? Warren say, I don't want to talk about your dog. I want to talk about you. What's your problem? And so you get through all of that stuff. There's great lessons to be learned, and the animals teach us such wonderful lessons. I was just telling Warren off the air, with whom I spoke over the weekend, I think we had about 10 conversations about my concerns regarding Daisy May and how she's just settled right out. She just needed to know that she was in a place where she was going to be loved and be okay because she's had so much transition, and she is as smooth as glass and just she wants to chew. She's still a puppy, Warren. She wants to chew. And other than that, she wants to come upstairs, but she's having her hips are much better than they were. Lots of great treatment from people who understand how to do all this. So I think the the message here is that if you have a dog and it's frustrating at the beginning, don't give up. Would you say that was a lot of people, they get a dog, and in the first 5 minutes, if it doesn't work, they bring them back, right?
Can you imagine if dogs gave up on the people that they live with? Well, there'd be a lot of people in the shelter there. Yeah, you never do. And, you know, those dogs that have that desire, that dire need at the beginning, they realize you saved their lives, and they pay you back.
Yeah. I saw a listing. This is pretty interesting. The 5 most popular pets in America. Number 1, no surprise, dogs. Number 2, cats. Number 3, parakeets. Number 4, canaries. Number 5, rabbits. Are you surprised that the parakeet... Well, you must... All the questions you get, it isn't just about dogs and cats. How often do you get calls to your program about birds?
Not often about parakeets, but we'll get a lot of calls about the larger parrots because they're incredible. So, you know, living with the larger parrots, like the macaws and whatever, it's like living with a perpetual 3-year-old child. They're always challenging you. So people don't understand. They think it's a bird. You bring it home, but they need a lot of care as well. So we do get a lot of calls on birds and rabbits, guinea pigs, and hamsters. Interestingly enough, I always thought the number one pet in the country was the tropical fish.
Really?
I was not even.
I'm surprised to see that too.
Because the average person owns a dozen at least, right?
Yeah. Out in the pond behind the house. More from Warren Eckstein right after this.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Here's a story that'll bother you. The Swiss government coming under fire for allowing people to eat dogs and cats. The Swiss prohibit the distribution and trade of the meat, but private consumption of dog meat is allowed. I never knew that. Did you know that?
It's insane. Just totally insane. You know, right? What are we going backwards instead of forwards?
I found that, especially in a country like Switzerland, to be.
Tell them to stick to that chocolate and leave the dogs alone.
Right. Chocolate covered dog. Ooh. Oof. All right. So, dogs that have physical issues. You have people calling you all the time wondering why a dog is this way or that way, and you basically point them to themselves. Okay, you got a thyroid, you got a heart, you got a spleen, a liver. Dogs have the same thing as humans do, right?
Just like with people, anytime you notice a change behaviorally in your dog or cat, generally speaking, or very often, it's a sign of some type of physical ailment. Could be arthritis, could be a toothache, could be a backache, could be any number of things. But thyroid condition, I just dealt with a thyroid dog. We increased the medicine, the dog's fine. So if you notice a change in your dog, perhaps the first trip would be to the vet to make sure it's not a physical problem. And if it's ruled out to be physical, then you call me and I'll help you out.
All right, call Warren. Be in touch with him. WarrenEckstein.com, thepetshow.com, hugsandkisses.com, which is his line of proprietary vitamins and minerals. Hugs and Kisses, all dogs and cats, a separate formula for each, ought to be on Hugs and Kisses. Get them at hugsandkisses.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.